Blog Talk Radio.
Switch. BBS, I make my wrist lit. In a spot with a mistress, making moves now, boy, different. You a lame, I'm a misfit. A single deal wouldn't risk it. Got a park, emerge a dog barking. Got to feed him, get the biscuit. Hat black and the kicks white. Play the role, boy, sit tight. Spread it open in the first hour. Took you into the fifth night. Why you mad? It ain't my fault. In your face like it's contour. We can fade, I'm not afraid. Never ate a punch, let the nine on. Champions here, I don't need a ring. I see the pawns trying to be the king. Ain't the squad, though we not a ball. But if 12 come, we see a thing. All these rappers, I don't feel one. What you gonna do when the bills come? Not for nothing, I ain't never fronting. You hear the words of a real one. Got a plan, better make it happen. They don't think I'ma make it rapid. Sniffing white lines, spreading white lies on your Instagram with the fakest caption. Waiting for it like the 15th. Get cut in half, no split screen. All my dogs trying to get green. We in cruise mode, let it switch speed.
Elmer Fudd, how we hunting? Yeah, they talk, but they don't want it. You either hate it or you love it. You claim it's yours, but it wasn't.
It was.
Open season for the runners.
Open.
They don't know how we coming.
At all.
We just keeping it 100.
Honey.
Open season for the runners. Elmer Fudd, how we hunting?
Hunt.
Yeah, they talk, but they don't want it. You either hate it or you love it.
Pick.
You claim it's yours, but it wasn't.
It was.
Open season for the runners.
Open.
They don't know how we coming.
Nah.
We just keeping it 100.
Honey.
Open season.
Yeah. That right there is open season. And we are back on the Dopeness Interview Series brought to you by USA Blog Network. I'm Carl B. F. M. Jones, and we have a special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
Yo, yo, what's going on, world? This is Asaru right here. You just listened to the new single I just dropped, Open Season. Dropped it on April 2nd. Had that record for about a year. Been sitting on that song for like a year. And finally, you know, me and my team, we took some time out to finally drop songs. Yeah. We finally took the time to just finally drop this. And, you know, this is really the rollout for the project I got coming out called Drives a Loop, dropping this summer. I dropped this song and as well as another single called There It Go on the same day.
Wow,
real
man,
nice. Real nice.
And we don't get
energetic.
Into it.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me on. I just want to thank
it
you guys.
It woke me up like some smelling salt. that just woke me up like a shot of hand, yo. So before we get into the new project and everything, of course, you got Open Season, you got the other single, There It Go, and doing your thing. We would like to hear, like, you know, just a bit of background, you know, where you've been, so that we can understand what you're about to do with it. How long have you been rapping?
I've been writing rhymes ever since I was 9 years old, so I'm about 19 now, so I'm about to say like 10 years. I had my first,
already.
My pops, you know, he's my manager. He bought me my first mic when I was like 13. And I just was, you know, recording ever since then, and you know, he started, you know, more. He said, you know, the more I noticed the progression, the more equipment he got. You know, I actually made Open Season myself, the beat. I actually made it myself. You know, after a while, you know, the drum machines came, and you know, just as time went on, the progression went on, the equipment got better. So you know, just constantly just putting in that work and just trying to, you know, put out dope material. That's the goal.
Yeah, I can definitely hear the New York draw, but you also Tampa, Florida as well. How is being from two different, you know, landscapes? How does that kind of tap into like you as an artist or you as a person or your style in general?
I'm originally from the Bronx, New York. And I, you know, of course, like you said, I live out here in Tampa now, but I feel like it's a good mix because I'm always going to stay true to my New York roots, but, you know, I got people out here that put me on to things that's going on in this little region. And, you know, I kind of just try to balance it out. I try to have, you know, stay true to my New York roots and then also cater to, you know, the youth that's out here and just try to, you know, balance everything out. It's kind of like a balance thing, definitely.
Right. All right. Masaru, how did you get the name, bro?
Masaru is my middle name. It means, you know, it's a synonym for the ancient Egyptian deity Osiris. Different things like that. Just, you know, reading up and, you know, learning my history. I was like, you know what? Why not give myself that name? You know?
Right.
Try to, you know, it's a little different. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Been doing it for 10 years. Man, grinding. And now, I mean, 2019, got you working on a new album. Still working on it, right?
It's pretty much done. We're just in the mixing and mastering process now.
Okay, and then now putting the fillers out there, just garnering the buzz.
Yes.
And the numbers with Open Season.
Yeah.
And there.
Yeah.
We go. What was the concept.
Yeah.
Behind? We just heard it, and we heard what it's about and what it do. But
right.
Just take us through writing Open Season. Like, what were you feeling? You know, where did the beat come from, and how did you actually create it and, you know, come up with the dopeness?
I noticed, like, you know, in this, you know, the state of hip hop right now is, I feel like, lyricism is very underappreciated in a sense. And I feel like, you know, the competitive sport element that used to be in hip hop back in the day, maybe 20 plus years ago, isn't exactly as prevalent now. So I feel like just during that time when I was writing, I was really in a competitive mood. You know, not that I'm not trying to be out here saying I'm better than everybody, of course, but I want to bring that competitive energy back. So I feel like that's what's needed and what's missing right now in the game. I feel like, you know, when it's kind of like ball, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's on that court wants to be the best ball player on the court, right or wrong.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So, you know, just I feel like when, you know, rap is a competitive sport. So I feel like when you're writing, I feel like you should aspire to be the greatest that ever did it. Not that I'm not trying to say I'm the greatest that ever did it, but, you know, when you're penning and you just got, you know, that motivation and that inspiration.
Yeah.
And that dedication to what you do, you want to be the best at what you do by all means. So that's the mentality I came up with. And I really had just writing that song.
So it's Open Season, coming for the MC's heads, coming for their necks,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, got to.
That's a dope record right there, because not only does it display the lyricism, but it's also got that bop to it that, you know, appeals to today's, like, going rotation with just about anything
right.
out there.
Right. And also, and my goal is to really, because I noticed also in the game is sort of a generational gap between, you know, the OGs and, you know, people that are my age, you know, 19 or however old. And I feel like, you know, if I could, you know, balance it out, yeah, give my crowd, the young crowd, what they want. They want to turn up, but actually, you know, do it, you know, deliver some lyrics and, you know, just try to display some form of lyricism. I feel like it'll bridge everything together to where, you know, the older crowd could come look at it and, you know, the young kids my age can come look at it and see it for what it is.
Mm. As far as inspiration, what do you, like, are there any other artists out there, dead or alive, or in your personal life? I know you touched on your manager, who inspired you.
Yeah, my pops, yeah. I mean, of course, my pops is going to be, one of the inspirations, just, you know, just as far as, you know, just being supportive and really one of the first people to be like, yo, like, you got something. But as far as artists dead or alive, this could be old and new, right?
Yeah.
All right. Definitely, I'm going to say Nas. I'm going to go with Tupac Shakur. I'm going to go with Biggie. Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill. Sade, Aaliyah, Big Pun, Big L, The Lox, J. Cole, Kendrick, Dave East, Joey Badass, Sky Zoo, you know, just music. I like soulful music. Music I can feel. That's you know Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. I know that's kind of cliche for me to say that right now, but I definitely say Nip was definitely an inspiration to me as far as what I wanted to do, and just watching him build the empire from the ground up and really just be there for the people. But Nip definitely, you know, a lot of people definitely. Soulful. It's music for the soul, definitely.
There it go. And that's a good little segue to the next cut, the next single, There It Go. Explain the concept behind There It Go.
There It Go. You know, I was just, you know, There It Go. Like, it was kind of like a sporadic thing. Like, the beat really brought that out of me. This is what I was talking about, especially in the first verses. You know, dreaming of conversating with greats all over the blogs. I watch them raving the bait. Everyone's a critic. I watch them baiting the greatest. I become the fish scale with the weight they weigh in the way. Like, that, what I'm talking about in the first few lines is just, again, the state of rap, how I see it. You know, the generational gap, that's what I'm really touching on. And, you know, just how you got to be, you know, you got to be one way to really pop off, and you know, you could be trying to be saying something with substance, and you know, it takes longer for the person coming with substance to actually get on versus, you know, somebody, you know, doing, you know, the fun thing, somebody just doing the fun thing and, you know, getting on with that. And I don't knock nobody hustle, you know what I'm saying? Young black man, get your money. You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with young black men and black women getting money. I have no problem with that. It's just this, I feel like, you know, what that came from was just feeling like there was a sort of imbalance between, you know, again, lyricism being unappreciated, you know, the fun stuff being at the, you know, top of the pedestal, which is, you know, which is cool, but we got to have some type of balance in the universe of this game. That's how I was feeling.
Word. So you got to have the knowledge. Got to have the knowledge embedded in the lyricism and the flow. I'm dying to hear it, bro. So this right here, as a matter of fact, I'll let you go ahead and introduce it.
All right, this is the new single, There It Go, side B to Open Season. So Open Season to side A for everybody to enjoy and have fun. Side B, There It Go, that's for the culture.
Way it's looking, only a few of us gonna survive. It's all about how you play this game. Determines where you gonna be at, you know? Let me just talk my talk for a minute. Gracefully bow out like
dreaming of conversating with great. All over the blogs, I watch them raving the beat. Everyone's a critic, I watch them baiting the greatest. I become the fish scared with the weight they weigh in the way. It seems like the artist fading away. You make a hit pop and then get played on Sway in the day. A lot of y'all falling on the rise, claiming your fame. You wouldn't need a plan B if y'all wasn't playing with A. You telling me to get some clout, I gotta lie in here. Or be like him, her, and them and probably dye my hair. Or go against my morals, frontin' looking kinda weird. I don't hate the game, but I'm just saying, I don't find it fair. I chose the ladder, Nick at night over the brick of white. You want a gram, duckin' death, tryna risk your life. No, I ain't hatin', but I leave here with this advice. Enjoy the bread, but I'll be here because the kid is nice. They asking if I stop, hell no. And I've been through the storms, rain, sleet, hell, snow. Nicest in my city, got around, I'm well known. I heard what you said, don't care how you felt, bro. They like, there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
there it go.
You looking like food, it ain't hard to tell, bro. I tell them, there it go. Yeah, they stumble, but they talking well. Seen the people hate the martyrs, but support the grail. Talking bodies, the outline of the talk itself. Spit so many bars, I lock in and I can call for sale. Thrown in the crown, yeah, it's all for sale. Smoke you, then catch a W, dog, I'm off the L's. They telling me never let my foot off of them. You think you Jordan until you ball on the court with them. They said get them, 10-4, that's copy. Couldn't even get a nation of millions to stop me. About to take over the city and run it like John Street. I'm Mayweather trying to box with the spirit of Ali. Bet the hatred make them think about murking them, probably. Hustle lower, hustle
not around, I'm well known. I heard what you said, don't care how you felt, bro. They like, there it go,
there it go,
well, there it go,
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 there it go.
You looking like food, it ain't hard to tell, bro.
There it go, there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go,
there it go.
There it go. There it go. Indeed.
Man.
Indeed.
That right there was There It Go by the homeboy Asaru. Man, not
yes,
a
sir.
Beyond his years. I'm telling you.
Thank you. You catch all those on every streaming, every digital streaming service, Apple Music, Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, it's everywhere. Just look up Asaru, A-S-A-R-U, Open Season, There It Go. It's on everything.
All right, bro. So this is from the project. Hit us with the name of the project one more time.
Draza Loop is the name of the project.
All right.
Draza Loop.
So when should we expect that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you have a projected date to drop the joint?
We look in May, June. I don't have an exact date yet, but we look in May, June. That's the trajectory right there.
All right, you heard it here. So what can we expect to hear? Like, of course, you know, we got the joint Open Season, There It Go. A lot
right.
of heat, a lot of heat, a lot of lyricism.
Thank
and
you.
Some very deep thoughts, some content. With those bars, what should we expect
right.
from the whole project?
Okay, I'm gonna put it this way. I dropped my first project a couple years ago. It was called 2009 The Genesis, and with that, what I was trying to do, I was just trying to display to the world, you know, hey, this is a young kid, you know, he just wants something to say, but like this project here is like more of me. You hear more of my thoughts. You hear. A little bit of what I'm thinking about, how I'm feeling, my experiences, just, you know, a little bit more conscious content, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. And just, I did most of the production on the project. I had my man Trust One, who did the title track, and my man Trax, he did this other joint for me, but I produced about 80% of that tape for the project. It's coming out. But yeah, definitely, what I could say is you'll definitely be hearing more of me and, you know, my personality, my thoughts, my feelings, you know, all of that.
Man, and you did the production on, like,
yes,
songs
sir.
Like Open Season and There It Go?
Yes, yes, sir. Both of them records.
Whoa. Okay, we here for one. So you're not only killing them with the lyrics, you got the, you creating... tracks too.
Yeah.
All right. So you have it. I mean, what else can we say? Y'all heard the music. I'm going to give you the floor before we get out of here. About 60 seconds. Say whatever you got, want to put into the universe. Whether it's, you know, your IG, let us know about the music that's coming out, or, you know, your website, or whatever you want to say, anything. Just hit us with it.
Right. All right. So you guys can follow me on my Instagram. That is Who Is Asaru. That is Who Is A-S-A-R-U on Instagram. My Twitter is Who Is Asaru 9. My SoundCloud, you can find me at Asaru Radio. You can stream all my music, the records you just heard, Open Season, and There It Go. Again, you just type in Asaru, and then you'll find Open Season, There It Go, and another joint I did called Back Back. I dropped that last year. You can find that on all digital streaming services, Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, anything you can get your hands on, any streaming service you have, it should be there. But to everybody that, you know, just pursuing a goal and they have a dream, just keep going. Put in the work, dream, of course, but you also have to put in the action. You have to put in the work. You must be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to do in this world, you can do it. You know what I'm saying? People are going to try to, you know, steer you away from what it is that you have to do. Certain things might get in the way, but as long as you have the right intentions and a pure heart and you understand how the universe works, you will definitely get to where you want to go.
Wow. such an amazing message. Really appreciate you coming to talk to us, man, about the music and about your life and everything you got going on. So hats off to you, bro.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Seriously, for real.
You heard it here. Asaru is here. Open Season is out there. Dead Go is out there. Dropping a full album coming soon, whether it's a mixtape or album, I'm not sure. But we will find out. And for those who haven't went ahead and followed Asaru already, you have all of the relevant links if you're listening to the interview. IG, Twitter is out there. Of course, add the music to your playlist on Spotify. Cause,
yes,
I mean,
indeed.
Got to support great music because it's you know, far between out here these days.
Listen, I don't mean to cut you off. Buy the single, 99 cent on iTunes. I need y'all to
cop that.
iTunes. Cop that.
You heard it here, man. Like, add them and cop it. Cop it. It's only 99 cents, so you're not going to break your pockets.
All right.
Another dopeness episode. You all haven't already went and followed us is at USA Blog Network, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. Until next time, we are out of here. We'll catch you guys later. We're gonna go out to Open Season one more game.
Peace, 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 y'all.
That I make a wrist switch. BBS, I make my wrist lit. In a spot with a mistress, making moves now, boy, different. You a lame, I'm a misfit. A single deal wouldn't risk it. Got a park, emerge a dog barking. Got a feeling, get the biscuit. Hat black and the kicks white. Play your role, boy, sit tight. Spread it open in the first hour. Took you into the fifth night. Why you mad? It ain't my fault. In your face like it's contour. We can fade, I'm not afraid. Never ate a punch, let the nine on. Champions here, I don't need a ring. I see the pawn trying to beat the king. Ain't the squad, though we not in ball. But if 12 come, we ain't see a thing. All these rappers, I don't feel one. What you gonna do when the bills come? Not for nothing, I ain't never fronting. You hear the words of a real one. Got a plan, better make it happen. They don't think I'ma make it rapping. Sniffing white lines, spreading white lies on your Instagram with the fakest caption. Waiting for it like the 15th. Get cut in half, no split screen. All my dogs trying to get green. We in cruise mode, let it switch speed. I'ma fuck how we hunting. Yeah, they talk, but they don't want it. You either hate it or you love it. You claim it's yours, but it wasn't. Open season for the runners. They don't know how we coming. We just keeping it 100. Open season for the runners.